At this time, I'd like to ask if there are any children who would like to come up for a message. Wow, I wish my kids were this excited to see me when I come by to visit. Hi, guys. How are you doing today? Did you have a good 4th of July? Did you go see fireworks and stuff and eat hot dogs and hamburgers? Ah, that's cool. I love that. Oh, you're going on vacation in 4 days? That's even neater. I like that idea. I may go on vacation in 4 days, too. Oh, really? Wow, that's neat. But you know why we lit all those fireworks and stuff up on the 4th of July? It was a lot of fun, but there was a reason to do that. It was because this country that we live in became independent from England. Now, you guys are still pretty young, but when you get older, you may want to consider the fact that how do people start their own country? I know when I was about a little older than you, maybe 6 or 7, I decided to declare my bedroom as an independent country. It didn't go well, lasted about 30 seconds before Mom and Dad drug me back into the Union, but it was worth a shot. But you know where the founders of this country started when they wanted to create a nation? They started with God. Yes, they did. In their Declaration of Independence, it calls on our rights, our unalienable rights, given to us by our Creator, and that is God. So that tells us one thing very important, that we should always look to God first whenever we're doing anything in our lives. Okay? So let us pray. Almighty God, watch over these children as they go on vacation in a few short days. Lord, keep them safe, let it be an amazing time, and let their travels be fun and safe. And Almighty God, I pray that you will always keep their minds on you first, the source of all goodness in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, have fun on your vacations.